Transmission.
Well, good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening. Whichever pertains to you, I don't know where you live. You could be anywhere. I, personally, am at Herrenhaven, once again. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe, and you are listening to Tobe's Budget Nature Expeditions, sometimes known as the Dubious Goals Committee. What am I looking for today? Well, it's golden hour, and I'm tromping through the forest. And here's some birdies. Perhaps you can hear them. And I'm looking for some goslings. Where are my baby geese? Let's see if we can find them. Let's head out to the water. As I walk along this path, I can hear people who are probably approaching me on this very same path. Or perhaps not. I thought I would see him as I round this corner. But the interesting thing was, I heard a little kid say something about babies. So maybe they found the baby goosers. I heard something about babies. Did you find those baby goslings?
Not yet. No, we found a couple nests and stuff, so they're building their nests and everything. The Canadians are, so they're getting ready.
Excellent. You guys found some feathers.
Oh, yeah.
Those are good feathers.
Yes, they like
them. All right.
Enjoy the evening.
Take it easy. All right. So, maybe the goslings are still hiding, but if anybody can find them, it is yours truly. There's some other people, too. A lot of people here tonight. Well, there was a few cars in the parking lot, and so far we've encountered a total of 5 people, and that's kind of a lot around here. Here's this goose with the funky wing, and here's 2 geese just standing here. You got some babies over here? No, this is not my pair of geese with the babies. Okay, hi you guys, see you later. And let's head out onto the boardwalk. Some geese are flying in overhead. Going to spend the night here at the Herrenhaven Hotel for geese. And as I walk out onto the boardwalk here, I look way over to my right. There's a little turtle on a log. And what's going on in the inside lagoon here? Geez, nothing. I see some ripples in the water, so maybe some fish are feeding. Probably some frogs swimming around. Probably being chased by snappers. Let's go all the way out to the end of the boardwalk and see what we can find. And there's a lot out here. A lot of nothing. A lot of water. A lot of plant life. I've noticed that there's a lot of aquatic plants this year. Oh! And I look clear out there and guess who's standing out there wading in the water? Big Bluey. I'll take a picture of him. Okay. Well, he's very far away, but I did take pictures of him because he's in good light. And I don't know if the pictures will turn out or not, but if they do, you'll probably be seeing a link to the photo right now. He's looking for yummy fish to eat. And where he's standing, we might be able to see him from the big blind, too. I see a V of ripples coming towards me. Is there going to be somebody swimming in the water? Somebody's swimming underwater, but they stopped and it wasn't anything big, which means it's not a muskrat. Okay, I guess we can turn around and try to go find some more stuff. And as I turn around to walk off the boardwalk, I now have to walk directly into the sun. And you can't block it with your hand because it is also reflecting off the water. So you get to be blinded no matter what you do. I hope I do not walk off the end of the boardwalk. Oh, I shall not. And as I come back into the forest here, One of my goose buddies is standing on the path here. Pardon me. I'm just gonna sneak by you here. Yeah, that's a good place to go, right over there. Okay, see you later. Oh, these goosers are my buddies. I'm walking up a funny part of the trail. And when I say funny, I don't mean ha-ha funny. It's a little odd in that you can see the drip line from the trees above. And it creates detritus and stuff on the path in this nice, even line. Oh, should we go out to this wall blind and see if there's anything out there? I guess we should, just in case, because the time you don't look is the time that there's going to be something awesome. And I can barely see out because the sun is shining directly in my eyes. However, there are two geese standing over on the other bank. Well, one's sitting on her nest and her mate is just standing there on one leg, taking a sentry position. Oh, wow, here's a big bumbler. Hey, big bumbler, come here, I want to record you. There's a big bumblebee flying around. Come here. Hey, you bee. Get your bee butt over here. Now he's buzzing off into the forest. Wait, he might be coming back. Oh, yeah, he is pretty big. He's kind of long. Will he land? Try to record him. Come closer. Come over here. Now he's working his way. Oh, he likes this knot on this tree. Oh, I looked down and now I can't. So there he is. Where? Come on, buddy. I'm going to record the sound of a giant bumblebee. Nope, I'm not. He's not going to come close enough. Oh, well. I'll get a good bumblebee recording sometime this season. In the meantime, let's continue to make our way into the interior. Walking through various clouds of bugs here. That's good. I mean, not for me. But lots of bugs means lots of food for all the people who live here. And there are some people in the blind. Let's sneak in there, see if we can see Big Bluey. And into the blind we go, and look! Yes! Swimming pretty much right in front of me. Here comes two geese, and they got babies! Look at these goslings gonna take a picture. Oh, these pictures aren't turning out great because of the light. I'm at the wrong angle to photograph these guys, but these pictures ought to be okay, so you will now be seeing a link pop up to photographs of a goose parade. A mommy, some baby goslings, and daddy swimming in the pond at sunset. Alright, let's not hassle the people that are here. Who knows what they're looking at? Let's head on up into the loop. Not much going on in the loop. Sometimes around this time, marmots will feed in here because there's lots of little low shrubbery stuff that they can reach and stuff that they like to eat. Oh, there went another big bee. I hope he got recorded. I'm sneaking up on a marmot den now. Yeah, no. No motties around here today. I like motties. It occurs to me that I might know where those goslings are going. The direction they were swimming leads me to indicate that they might be going over here. So, we're going to work our way back and then go out onto the boardwalk again because I think they're heading that way. So let's check this out. This is normally a good time to find muskrats, too. They get busy around now. I'm kind of surprised I haven't seen one yet. But I'm on the path working my way back to the boardwalk. And we'll see if we can find any dudes in the water, including those babies. Baby goslings. Oh, and here's my goose who's guarding the path. Hi. Can I just walk by here? Oh, you want to go first? Okay. So this guy's just going to walk in front of me for a little while. I gotta take real small steps and walk really slow, because a goose stride is only about, oh, I'm estimating 8 inches walking behind this guy. He's taking his own sweet time. As he steps up onto the boardwalk, I'm just, you know, 2 meters behind him, walking slow with my 20 centimeter stride. My feet are longer than this bird's stride. This could take a while. This is taking forever. I'm tempted to just pick this bird up and carry him. Yeah, come on. Don't stop. We're almost there. We're 20 meters to the water still. Oh, he's taking a little side detour. He's gonna go off into that little side pond. Okay, walk back to walking normal. 5 steps until we're on the water. 4, 3, 2, 1. And here we are once again. I'm gonna do my muskrat scan. I'm not seeing much scratty action. And we'll go back out to the end of the boardwalk to see if we can find those baby goosers. Wow, there's a lot of crazy fish ripples in the water here in the inner lagoon. Wacky. Now, as we approach the end of the boardwalk here, I can look down the side of this spit of land, and unfortunately, I am not seeing my goslings. They were heading in this direction, but I don't know, maybe they got distracted. Hey, I can see a coot sitting on a branch. That's funny. I didn't know they sat on branches. Oh, and I see another little ducky way out there. It might be a wood duck. I like wood ducks. Well, I guess we're not going to see our goslings from this angle after all. Let's turn around and start heading out. And here's this pair of honkers again. Hi, honkers. You gonna give me a honk? No. They never want to talk when you want them to talk. Well, no scratties and no motties. But at least we got to see the goosers. Because everybody loves the goosers. I know I do. Oh my God, and as I'm standing here next to the billabong, I'm looking up and I can see Big Bluey. He's flying back over to the other end of the pond. Oh, here's another giant bumbler. Can you hear that? He's flying all around me. He's very interested in me. Well, see you later, Mr. Bumblebee. All right. Well, I'm about 30 steps away from my car, and so I guess that this is as good a time as any to take a break. So, while I'm walking back to my car and deciding where to go next, why don't you listen to this?
Sally dances on the floor. She says that she can't do it anymore. She walks down St. Mark's Place and eats natural food at my place. Sally can't dance no more. She can't get it off of the floor. Sally can't dance no more. Sally, she can't dance no more. Sally is losing her face. She lives on St. Mark's Place. Control department, $80 a month. She has lots of fun. She has lots of fun. But Sally can't dance no more. No, Sally, she can't dance no more. She went and carried on and can't get off of the floor. Now Sally, oh, she can't dance no more. She was the first girl in the neighborhood. Seem to have right people. She went to Les Jardins. She danced with Picasso's illegitimate mistress and wore Kenneth Lane jewelry. Hey, it's trash, but
Saturday dance no more.
Yeah.
Saturday dance no more.
You tell me about it. She can't get herself off the floor. Hey, Sally. Girl, she can't dance no more.
Dance. No more.
Can't. I don't believe
Saturday
it now.
From the left, dear. One serves from the left.
Whatever's gotten into you, Calpurnia?
My mistake, ma'am.
Well, I should say it is, Calpurnia. Mother, your maid is... Oh, hello.
Evening. Sorry to disturb your,
elegant dinner party for the most elegant people in all of New York.
Uh-huh.
Welcome back to Tobe's Budget Nature Expeditions, sometimes known as the Dubious Goals Committee. There's been a slight change of plans. I went home, had me a snack, did my stuff, and it started raining. Here's a bunny right at my feet. Hi, Mr. Bun. I could bend down and pet this little bunny, but he doesn't want me to. He keeps hopping away. And anyway, like I said, change of plans. It rained. And so I was sitting at home waiting for it to stop raining. And then it stopped raining, so I decided to come back out. And where are we? Well, once again, as usual, we are back at Heron Haven. This is the best place to be for looking for stuff. And since that's what we're doing, that's where we are. The wind has come up a little bit, but it's nice weather-wise. I mean, it's overcast and it's about 70 degrees. What is that in Celsius? About 22 or whatever? I don't know. And I'm wearing my shorts. And I hope it doesn't rain on me and my expensive electronic equipment for making radio shows. I'm walking into the forest. We're going to see if we can find some dudes. It's a little damp. It didn't rain a whole heck of a lot. There are very few standing puddles. But it rained enough that apparently none of my little dudes are out. There's a goose sitting on the other side of this pond, sitting on her nest. Alright, which means it's time to head out onto the boardwalk. Maybe we'll see a snapper. Maybe we'll see some duckies. And as I stroll onto the boardwalk, there's a goose up here guarding it. Yeah, you're a good guard. He's just honking. Yeah, so honky. Oh, so windy. There's not much going on out here today. There's about three or four geese swimming around looking for food, but they're all sticking close to the boardwalk for weather protection. And there's all the rest of the geese, and there's a boatload of them. They're all hanging out on the bank in protected areas. They're under trees and stuff like that. So I'm guessing that they're expecting more thunderstorms or weather. They must know something I don't know. Because I'm still walking around in here carrying a bunch of electronic equipment, hoping it won't rain. Did I just feel a raindrop? Or am I just being paranoid? Well, all that, or the little rain we had must have caused some more of those flowers to bloom on those. I think it's this kind of bush right here. Wait, let me smell this bush right here. Yeah, this is the one. When these things bloom, you can smell them a mile away. They smell like, I don't know, they smell like some kind of candy. And this whole little area smells like that particular kind of candy. I don't know how to describe this smell. It's kind of like lilac, but not as grapey smelling, if that makes any sense. You know how lilacs sort of smell like grape? Or at least like grape popsicles? Then yeah, you know what I'm talking about. And here's a wonderful sight. Oh, and they decided to fly off. Honk, 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 I can hear them. Anyway, yeah, I'm crossing this bridge. I'm looking down into this pond, this lagoon. And there's three wood ducks, one male and two females. But they spooked, and they flew over to the main lake area. Wood ducks are that way. Wood ducks have got to be the most skittish ducks I've ever seen. Boy, if they see you 100 yards away, they freak out and they run. Make our way into the blind here, and as I step into the blind and look out onto the water, the first thing I see is a little turtle head sticking out of the water looking at me. Hi, Mr. Turtle. He's checking me out and he's dipping down. Oh, there's another one. And he went back down. There's no turtles on the logs because of the weather, and there's a bunch of geese out on Goose Island, but there's no geese on the water. Well, there's one. What's he doing? He's just looking for food. And I think there's some ducks, probably those wood ducks we just saw, way, way, way on the other side of the lake, by where those trees have fallen into the water. Oh, look at this turtle. He's swimming up closer to me. He's got his head sticking out of the water, and he's just do-do-do-do-do, making his way over to the log. All right. It's getting kind of windy. I wonder if that means we're going to see some more storm action real soon. Maybe it does. But the first thing I'm going to do now is walk up the loop here and look for some scarlet cup mushrooms or anything else that looks interesting. Ooh, and a couple of clouds broke. Now the sun is beating down on me and I don't like it because it's very humid. And I can feel the heat. I want the sun to go away. Oh, I hear a funny sound down in the ravine. And I would say, oh, it's an animal, but I know it's just trees bending in the wind. All right, here's the area in which I normally find my scarlet cups. Oh, and the dirt is all nice and damp and black. Rich in nutrients, and well, I'm not seeing any. Well, I suppose that's okay. I think it's still a little bit early in the year for those, but you know me, I am impatient and I want to find all my mushrooms now. All right, let's creep up here real quiet like and see if there's any matis hanging out up here. Dun 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 dun. No, there are no matis. I'm beginning to wonder if there's a mat in this den or not. You gotta wonder sometimes. All right, let's make our way back down the hill. Oh, here's a bunch of snails on a log. That's the one good thing about the rain. It does bring out the snails, and the snails have these massive parties. Sometimes I take a picture of it. I mean, sometimes you get about a dozen or more snails hanging out on the log, and I take pictures of them. These snails also like to eat mushrooms. And so sometimes you'll find a bunch of little snails on a log that has mushrooms on it, and you can see little tiny little bite marks where the snails have been going chomp, chomp, chomp on the mushrooms. I used to have a real good picture of that, but when one of my computers died, I lost all those photos. So We got to be looking for situations to replace those photos. And I like snails and logs and mushrooms on logs. So I'll be keeping my eyes open. And that's what I'm doing now. I'm walking along the path and I'm looking down on the logs that line the path. Oh, the sun came out again. That's no good. And I'm looking for snails. Snails and mushrooms. And all kinds of other little buddies. Oh, and there's a little butterfly. That's good. It's almost butterfly season, I guess. We do get a bunch of them around here. That's for sure. Yeah, this is not good. Apparently the clouds have parted. The sun is now beating down directly on me. And I'm starting to feel the sting. It is starting to hurt already. So I'm heading towards my car. This makes me mad. Because it was supposed to be cold and damp. And now it's just turning very hot and very humid very fast. Oh, this is not good. I knew I should have stayed home and watched football instead. But no, I gotta knock out an hour's worth of this crap every day. Ow, my arms are really starting to hurt. Oh, there goes one of those big bees. Oh, he's pretty big too. Wow, that was a 2.5 centimeter bee. He was buzzing around, but he was in a hurry going the other direction. Oh boy. Where's my mutties? Where's my mushrooms? Oh yeah. Alright, working my way back to the dragonfly pond here. It's too early for dragonflies. And oddly enough, I see no frogs in there. Yesterday, when we walked by here, oh, there was frogs and they were going crazy. You know, maybe the pressure is changing or something, and all the frogs know to stay undercover because there's more weather coming. That might also explain the mild headache I have. That won't go away in the back of my brain. All right, there's the car. Let's get in it. As I'm about to get into my car, I'm looking across the parking lot and I see some logs, you know, by the ditch, by the prairie grass exhibit. And I see what would appear to be a black shape sitting on these logs. Hold on, let's get out of the wind. And I can see a silhouette sitting on top of this log, and I'm thinking, ooh, is that a mati? No, it's way too black. Then the silhouette shifted a little bit, and it was obviously a cat. And yeah, and so there's this black cat sitting on top of these logs, and he's looking over the ditch and watching some geese that are over on the Mulhall's property. All right, I'm sitting back in my car. My back stings, my arms sting. Oh, I hate the humidity and the sun. I'm going home. I'm calling this one right now. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, which airs every day right here on and on radio at 1930 UTC. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more super crazy adventures, probably looking for mushrooms and other dudes. So, I'll see you tomorrow.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.